Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on in this most amazing day. I am so thrilled about the show we're about to do. And you're going to get to have a conversation with Annette about, for me, when I think about this, I have just recently started to really take it all in. You know, when we're thinking about spirits, and we're thinking about soul, spirits, soul. And then we think about what are some of the things that we actually think about? What is occupying our time? There is more, how should I say it, sound bites out there about souls, lost souls, what to do about them, what not to do about them, and everything I absolutely don't know. That's why Annette is joining me here today. You know, Annette Rigolo is joining me here today because this is about enlightenment plus. So when we think about this and we have somebody like Annette who has written a book, who has understanding and even understood what it means to being a soul and being a soul whisperer, what does it mean to have this connection with natural spirit guides? Because when you enter into that realm and then you put everything else she does, everything from diamond meditation to diamond dowsing, all of that, just studying with Marie Diamond, all any of that, you put it together, you're going to get a show like today. So let me ask all of you this question. What does it mean to you? When we talk about releasing spirits, does it feel like you'll lose something? Does it feel like it's freeing? Does it dot, 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 let's bring the most incredible Annette to the show to help with all of that? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Great to be here.
You know, it is one of these questions, and it isn't just a question, Annette. It is, how often have you heard, just in passing, you know, talking with people, you know, thinking about, I don't know what's in my environment. There's something here. I think there's something here. I don't know what it is. How often have people said that to you?
Oh, more often than I can count. It's like this, they walk into a space or even in their own home and it's like, I don't know what it is. But yeah, there's something here. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew. I wish I could figure it out.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, there's answers. There are answers to that.
And, you know, so we're talking today about a number of things, but especially about your book, Soul Whisperer, Releasing Lost Souls. You know, I mean, honestly, when we're thinking about this, people have a wide range of emotions. Let's talk about emotions around this, if we could. Mm-hmm. Some of the emotions are, there's somebody I've lost. Some of the emotions are, there's somebody I've lost and I'm angry at them. I have a sense of something. I don't know if it's somebody I've lost. Multi-generational. But you, the soul whisperer, you understand the multidimensional aspects of this, because this is not like a one size fits all, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And one of the emotions around spirits that I've tapped into is fear. So you think about the stories we grew up with, sitting around the campfire, hearing babysitting, I was a babysitter. So hearing stories of babysitters that went down in the basement and had some kind of terrible thing that happened to them. Or so we have a culture that created a lot of fear about seeing spirits, about no understanding about who these spirits are and how to help them or what they need, right? And then we have the other side of the equation of people using these spirits for entertainment. These haunted house tours, right? Let's bring them into this house to have them experience these ghosts or these spirits. And it's like bring them a real life experience with them, but they're not helping them. They're using them for entertainment. So it goes to both ends of the spectrum. Mm. And that is why I wrote the book.
Yeah. In the book, you share a very personal story about your brother too. And the reason I bring it up is what I've learned in a bunch of years doing this is people don't write a powerful book like the one you've done or enter into the realm of teaching others with something so absolutely transformative without being touched personally. Mm-hmm. And that touch personally sometimes enables us to grow, expand, to understand our purpose in more ways than not. How did that unfold for you?
That was amazing. So I have a brother 2 years older than I am. He died in 1988, alcohol poisoning. He had bipolar disease, schizophrenic, lots of problems. He also had a really tough relationship with my father. And there's five children in our family. The first three of us had that really tough relationship with him, my brother the worst. So I remember after his funeral, I went back to work and I felt my brother there. And so you hear stories of souls coming to say goodbye and move on. So I thought he came in to say goodbye. So it's like, yep, I acknowledged him. So years later, as I'm working with Marie Diamond, I'm having a session with her and there's this feeling that's coming up. And it was like karma with my dad. And so in this session, she says, when did your brother die? Mm-hmm. And I had never told her my brother died. And I said, 1988, why? Well, you know, he's still with you. I'm going, what?
Wow.
What? So instead of him saying goodbye, when I felt him, he moved into my field, right? So he didn't want to leave this lifetime without the possibility of clearing that karma with my dad. So yeah. We cleared the karma. And it was magical after that, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
So I had a dream about a week later, and it's a very vivid dream. I'm with my brother and my sister. We're on a stage singing On Eagle's Wings, which is a song I sang at his funeral. So we're singing this Eagle's Wings song, standing next to each other. A chorus takes over, and we turn to each other, and we give each other the biggest hug. And I've never experienced my brother in that way. Like there was always that tension. There was always that pain. And I felt like he was healed of whatever karma he came in to clear with my dad. It was gone. A week later after that, he left two daughters when he died. They were teenagers. And I talked to my niece, and she tells me that her dad is starting to show up in her dreams and showing her that he was with her at her graduation, her prom, her wedding. She saw him there again. So it's that healing, that connection that needed to happen. So he was able to do all of that because his soul was released from that karmic experience with my dad. That was the kind of the start of it. It's like, that blew me away, right? And it's like, what else is out there? You know, you start having this, like, what else do I need to know about this? What? And that started a conscious journey into understanding souls and why they get stuck, why they're here.
The other thing that I'm really struck by, and I want to talk to you about this when we come back from break, is, you know, I'm really struck by two things. One, I work with women and a few men in the addiction and recovery and mental health arena, and to watch their journeys while they're in their earth skin is probably one of the most painful things that I've ever done, beyond everything I've experienced in my own life, just to watch that. But to know that you could be of service to that, just something so powerful, and yet it launched you in a calling. The other thing I was really struck by is we live in a space, right? We're not floating around. I'm in a room, you're in a room, you're in a church, they're in a church. We live in a space, and there is a dynamic between what people are calling the multiverse now and the layer of physicality, what we see in our earth skin, the ground, the sand, the walls, the trees, right? And yet you bring both together. You beautifully bring them together in what you call enlightened environments. I want to take a short break. And when we come back, I would love to talk with you about, does our environment keep them stuck? Do we keep them stuck? Are they not stuck? They just having a blast? But before we go to break, tell people how they get a copy of your book, because you've written about this in your book. Tell them how to get a copy of this fabulous book.
Yes, my website is Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com. And there is a tab called Enlightened Environments. And the book is available on that page.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, you're going to hear more about this. What is it about this what is it about soul whispering that is so important? And why do we call it whispering? You know, sometimes we think we need a megaphone, maybe not. Benny, Jacob, let's go to a short break. When we come back, any spirits stuck in your environment? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Hi, everybody. I love it, love it, love it. Welcome. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. It's so great to have all of you here. This is a very special and featured show. And by the way, for those of you out there, you are here with Annette Regolo, who is also, we're talking about the soul whisperer, soul whispering. We're talking about all of that, but we're also talking about environments. And you're going to hear us share some things today, but please know that you can participate in the conversation. Phone lines are open. Facebook is available. Ask your questions. We'll be able to help you. Two things that you should know. This is not just a conversation about Annette. She works with people in their environments. You know, she helps do what needs to be done, whether there's something in your environment or things need to be moved or rearranged, or maybe your grandmother gave you a piece of furniture that you haven't dusted in 10 years and she's saying, what the heck? So you can give us a shout right now, 1-800-930-2819. And then if you go over to Annette's site, right, I just want to make sure you all know this. If you go over to Annette Regolo, R-U-G-O-L-O.com, there's also there where you could go to Enlighten Environments, but you could also go to the shop and her books there with so many other things. But most importantly, you're going to get the depth and the breadth of what her life's calling is. And she shared a very personal story, and those personal stories work for us. So if you're wondering, how do I transform my inner and my outer life? You got to get a hold of Annette. Annette, I want to thank you for sharing that. But during the break, I was telling you a little story. Now, who's stuck? Are the spirits stuck? What keeps them stuck? Clearly, that story that I shared with you about Joan, we knew Joan wasn't stuck. That we knew that that was not it. But we talk about this. We have multi-million dollar movies that are made. I think one of the movies grossed $1 billion around the topic. And yet, I want to know the real deal. Are they stuck? And what is keeping them stuck?
Good. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So what's keeping them stuck is a multitude of things. So let's start with my brother. So I've worked with people that have had souls attached, and it's like my brother, he didn't want to move on until he resolved something in this lifetime. Okay. So that would be one thing. I had another story in the book is about a spirit I saw, like she was real. I had moved into this house. This woman had died in the house. She was an alcoholic. So when there's drugs or alcohol involved, think of it as it creates this cloud around them and they can't see where they need to go when they die. So this spirit of this woman came into my bedroom, walking toward me with her finger out, ready to touch me. And I just screamed. So it was nothing that I had expected. So sometimes there is trauma that keeps them stuck. Sometimes they die in shock or grief or anger. That's a lower vibrational frequency that keeps them in this lower vibrational energy, the third dimension. And they're not light enough to move into a higher dimension. So part of what I do is release that trauma, release that emotional energy or whatever is creating that stuckness. Okay. So that's the second thing. The other thing is it's called an emotional attachment. And it could be from somebody that's still living that doesn't want to let a person go. So there's a strong emotional attachment, like, don't leave me. I need you here. And it creates this connection, this emotional attachment that keeps them anchored in this dimension.
Wow.
The other thing on the other side of that, it could be the soul itself that I worked with somebody a couple of years ago. He had created this amazing business and he came from nothing and he created this success. It was a success story, right? He died of an illness and he was so attached to what he created, he didn't leave his business. So the people working in the business kept seeing him or hearing them when they were working. He was just walking around his business like he was still there.
Wow.
So there's that, there could be a physical, emotional attachment from the soul itself that says, I'm not leaving what I created, or I can't leave a person because they need to be taken care of, right? So that's the other piece that keeps souls in this dimension and they can't move on, but we can help them. So that's the work I do.
I wanted to ask you about this, and we have a caller that's just about to ask you a question as well. We're going to bring her on. But one of the things I want to think about and just throw out there is I live in the Pacific Northwest. My mentor lived in Sebastopol in California. And one of the questions that I think I got a text message that I'm interpreting correctly is, what if the soul didn't live by you? Can they still be somehow showing up in your physical space? But hold on to that question for a minute, because Benny, I would love to bring Alicia on if we could do that.
Alicia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Alicia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. It is a call about, I'm listening to the show. Are you speaking specifically about people who have passed, or is it a present moment?
People who have passed.
Oh, it's all about people who have passed.
Yeah. But what's your question? Let's see where we go with your question.
I'm just in a position. I'm trying to find some new work. I need to leave the work that I'm doing now. It's just too physically intensive for me, and I am having the hardest time getting additional work. I have applied to 15 jobs, and I've been clearing and manifesting, and I apply to things that I think I'm definitely really qualified and that I would love to do, and it just doesn't really go anywhere. I might do an interview and I don't understand whether there's someone who doesn't want me to have that job, or like what something about the job that I'm not supposed to be doing, or I just thought I would get some insight because it's just kind of weird.
Yeah. Mm. So let me just say one thing. We're talking about Annette's book, but she does a lot of work around clearing a lot of things. And she uses a diamond meditation. I mean, my gosh, she's going to answer this question, because what you're describing, right? Could have so many layers to it. And what I've learned from Annette, and she's going to pick it up from here, but I suggest even after you chat with her now, you may want to schedule time with her, because even the room that we're in when we apply for the job, that may be a thing. Annette, what do you think? I know we're talking about Soul Whisperer, but if Alicia hasn't listened to the previous shows, she may not know the depth and the breadth of what you do.
So a couple of things, Alicia. I would suggest going to my website, AnnetteRigolo.com, and there is something, a free download for a Tubes of Light meditation. And it begins connecting you with a higher vibration within yourself. It starts bringing in light frequencies into your aura field, into your energy field, and it starts shifting things so you can align with the jobs that you want. There's something called the violet light that releases old energy. So maybe as you're doing this, it's going to release old energy that you're carrying forward from your old job that you need to release before you move forward into a new one. Okay. I love the tubes of light meditation. I always tell people do it for a week and feel the difference, see the difference that happens in your life. So I would suggest starting there. And then I do personal sessions if you feel like you need one. Those are available on the site as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have been doing quite a bit of clearing in terms of disconnecting from the current sort of energy of the job I've been in now. But I'll give all that a try. Thank you.
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you able to say the following? It might sound a little odd, but play with me a little bit, Alicia, if you don't mind. I love the current job I'm in. Right.
At all.
Right. that okay. So why did I just do that? Okay, because I've learned a lot about myself, and you know, I've got a few years on this planet. And one of the things I've learned is my mind wants to tell me I've cleared things, I've forgiven things. And yet in my heart, I haven't. Now, you may not love your job, so you have to change that. And it may turn out to be, and this is where the meditation that Annette is talking about could help. But I highly recommend, whenever somebody talks about their career to me or their livelihood, because I used to be a career, they didn't call them coaches yet, but whenever you're talking about your livelihood and career, it is time to take a little bit more extraordinary things, because you don't want to recreate the same pattern, correct?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So if you can't say, I love my job, that's okay. But you have to be able to get to the place where you say, I am enormously grateful for my job. I am just so thrilled about what I'm learning about myself. You have to be able to shift an energy. 9 times out of 10, we can't do it ourselves. That's why I highly recommend you connect with Annette, because she's got a much bigger toolkit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I guess I just, I have been, it's only been recently that I've changed my sort of course on that. I mean, I'm in the work for a reason, and I continued with it because I felt a calling and a deep love for it, but it's been, the energy is just getting too funky, and it's starting to really affect me. So I apologize. I might be in a kind of a different place, and I injured myself on the job, and now I'm really.
No, I think you're in the perfect place. That's why you called in. See, I don't have any judgment about it, because I've been exactly where you are, except I was a lot more angry. Just saying. But there's no mistake that you called in, because what's happening is you don't want to repeat it. You want to be able to understand that this is not working for you anymore. And we have gone through 3 years of COVID, and it has changed people. So kudos for you, number one, for calling in. Thank you. I can't tell you how many thousands of people listening to this needed to actually hear you call in, right? But please go ahead and check out Annette for that, because there's a wide range of things that you can experience, and then you'll be ready to call in the job of your heart's desires. Thank you, Alicia, for calling in, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for the feedback. I'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Let's take a short break. When we come back, are you ready for this? When we come back, what do we know about lost souls? What do we know about releasing lost souls? You know, there are stories that Annette has created in her book for us, but there is the life that she lives in helping other people. If you're thinking your story is not that story, or maybe doesn't fit, or maybe it's not worthy of thinking of, when we come back from break, stay tuned. Wait till you hear some of these with Annette Rigolo, everybody. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, we'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit susandolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to just thank, of course, that music that you hear in between the show. That was music that was created for us. And I need to thank Nick Johnson, who was an intern with us a number of years ago. He's on the keyboards. I think he's got a little backup going on there. So I want to give a shout out to them. Today, what we're talking about is something that I know most of you have experienced, the presence of spirits. Whether you know what to do with them or not, that's what Annette does. Annette, before we talk about some of the stories you're going to share that are not in the book, again, mention to people how they can find out more about you, and especially like Alicia, who clearly wants some help in choosing this job, probably doesn't know where to start. How do people find that out about you?
Yes, my website is Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com. And you'll find lots of information. I work with the inner and outer environments. So sometimes what keeps you stuck is your environment. So energies in your environment. I do dowsing consultations, energy clearing, space clearing, but also working on the inner environment of what's stuck inside of you. Sometimes there's fear about moving forward, or some old energy that's just not allowing you to really step into your full potential. So I work with you on a soul level and help you align with what your soul is here to do.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you, Annette. And Alicia, I think you got that information now. Okay, there are stories in the book, but then there's your life. There's you and the people you work with. I would love for you to share a story or two with us.
So this happened a couple years ago. Somebody contacted me. She lived in Moose Lake. Her and her husband were trying to sell a house. They couldn't sell it. So it's like two and a half hours away from where I live. So I went up there to douse her house. So a lot of times when a house isn't selling, it's the energy of the space. So I douse it. So on my way up, I'm looking up, or before I left, I looked up Moose Lake. Like sometimes I love to know the history of a space. So as I'm going up, I'm learning about what happened in Moose Lake and another city called Cloquet. And turns out in 1918, there was a huge fire in three different towns up there. It was a really dry fall. And a fire started and just blew through these three, this whole area. So it's like anytime, like I said earlier, sometimes there's shock, there's grief, there's anger, and that keeps souls stuck. So again, there's this traumatic event that happened. So I get to the house, talk to the owner, hear her grandfather was in that fire and survived. He was 7 years old.
Wow.
It was a train that went through picking up people. He got on the train with his father and survived. So now there's an energetic soul connection. And sometimes we can't leave an area until the work that we're called to do in that area is completed. And that was the case with this person. So doused the house, did a space clearing, and opened up a portal. So this was, it became very magical at this point. So I always open a portal on public land. So she took me to a place energetically. We're sitting in her yard, but we're doing distance work. So we opened up a portal in this public area around all of these cities. We're sitting under a tree, and there is, didn't know that, but there was a wind chime. So as I'm opening up this portal, I radiate light. I work with light frequencies. So I'm sending love and support. I'm sending frequencies to help them uplift their energy, to see the portal, to release the trauma. And I'm seeing these souls move toward this portal. And the portal energetically becomes a church. And all of these people are gathering and going up the steps of this church. Meanwhile, this wind chime in the tree that I didn't know was there starts moving, and it sounds like church bells. And it's like gathering all the souls that have been stuck from that traumatic experience, and they're going home, they're releasing. So they had been stuck there all of that time, right? So a week later, so I did all of that, doused the house, released the spirits. A week later, this, my client and her husband, they got an offer, one offer on the house. They sold it a week later. Okay. And this is the other piece I've seen is sometimes we are drawn to an area, a space where we can have some a karmic connection to it, or we're there to heal that area. And this is part of the dowsing, part of the spirit release work. I never know what's going to be there until I get there, but it becomes profound. It is absolutely profound.
But you know what I love about what you're sharing is because not everybody can do this. So I really want to be, I just really want to talk to it is this is how you know somebody is on their life's path by the way you just described it. Because in order for anyone to be able to approach something like this and to really be the catalyst for major transformational change, you know, the heart and the soul and the mind all have to be in sync. And that's the way you described it so easily and beautifully. Whereas other people that want to go about things in a certain way just don't have that sense of themselves. This is why when we're talking about things like we're talking about now that affect us so broadly, I am the first one to go get help because I know the time that I would spend, one, trying to figure it out, then two, trying to do something, then probably trying to have to redo something, then maybe even to the point of making it worse. It's just not worth it anymore, because we are talking about something so esoteric spiritually and so directed that the way you described it really talks to your connection for me.
And I love, that's what I've been teaching about. One of the things, and part of what I teach in the dowsing class, the inner diamond class, is about, we're, especially the dowsing, we're really putting things in order. So in living in this third dimensional reality for thousands and thousands of years on this planet, the vibration of the planet is now raising. Our vibration is raising. So we're being given tools, insights, information about now how to put things back into order. Things have gotten messed up. Things have gotten stuck. Things have come in. Things have opened up in the field. Like, we're putting things back. I call it divine order of alignment and connection. So we have these beautiful places to live and to expand our light and to be in service on this planet. Every one of us on a soul level came in with a purpose. And that's what I love helping people do.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because, you know, since you and I have been talking, you know, there's a level of awareness that you get. And, you know, what I've learned is there are a lot of reasons why I'm on the path I'm on, but I'm also a student. And that's what I love about what I do every day. I'm a student and I get to absorb things and then share them with other people. But the energy right now, and I cannot tell you how many folks that I talked with that talks about where they are today, the shift in the energy like you described, but don't make a connection. I was talking with someone about a week ago, let me say. And I'm listening and I'm thinking, oh, they need to call Annette. And and the reason I am is because they're describing what it was like in their home for the past 2.5-3 years. And then she went on to say they didn't rearrange the house. So they had to move things to coexist. Mom, dad, working from home, two kids, homeschooling, right? And I'm listening to her, which is obvious to some of us, like you can actually change your living room back into a living room, right? I mean, this is like what I'm thinking. But you see, people don't know what they don't know. And I would love for you to talk to that a minute, because you've been given insight. This is your life's calling. You will see things. You will feel things. You'll be able to help. You'll be able to help Alicia in ways that many people can't. But this is really the key, because even with COVID or anything else, the vibration of the planet has changed. What can we do to prepare for this? Because I think we have to.
So this is where I really talk about enlightened homes, enlightened spaces. So think about 100 years ago, this planet was vibrating at a third dimensional vibration. It's been shifting over the last 100 years. Souls that were on their spiritual path that wanted more had to travel to these high dimensional places that were created by gurus, teachers, spiritual leaders.
Yep.
There's always been places on this planet that have been high vibe places, right? Because so many people are moving into higher dimensions, higher consciousness, expanded consciousness, there's too many of us to go to these places. And it's important that we have our homes energetically supporting us. And we can create that same vibration from places like Stonehenge, Avery, Sedona, Machu Picchu, Banff, Canada, all of these places that are high vibe. We need those, that high vibe in our house to support us in our evolution right now. This is a huge expansion of consciousness that we're in. Mm-hmm. And we can ask our environments, our homes, to energetically support us. Mm-hmm. And that's the process we're in. But we mm-hmm. have to clean up our spaces energetically mm-hmm. from everything that's in them.
Yeah. And I want to ask you this question too, because I didn't think to really bring this in. I want to bring us back to Soul Whisperer for a minute and releasing lost souls. We've talked about the book. But let's talk a little bit about the title. I mean, we're implying certain things, but what I'm really struck by, and I was just chatting with you during the break about, I really want to go to the movies. I just don't understand how I can watch Doctor Strange 3 months from now on a TV. And my sense was there's so much that will be going on. And one of the things I want to talk about as we bring us full circle is that even though we may be talking about things unilaterally, like thing one, thing two, thing three, we could have all of this going on, right?
Yeah.
And hence, there has to be somebody that understands this and can be that soul whisperer. Talk a little bit about that, because in the book, I couldn't help but realize that, yes, you're talking about this, but all of the other things that you do plays a really important role as well, right? Am I off on that?
Yeah, it all works together. So one of the things, and talk about soul whisperer, and I use the word whisperer. One of the things I learned, and it's been a path that I've been on, a challenge, it's really important that we learn how to quiet our personality. So we talk about subtle energy, and subtle energy means subtle. It's not hitting us, bombarding us, hitting us in our faces. So we have to learn how to quiet our personality, our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, in order to tap into these fields of energy that are around us, these different vibrations. And when we do that, then we're able to discern. And that's the dowsing program. It's like, well, this is how geopathic stress feels in my body. This is how interference lines affects my energy field. We can begin to discern all of these different energies that are around us that we can clear, release, help, transform, whatever we need to do to create this beautiful space for us to be in.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I was struck by, and I just want to drop it out there for you and ask you a question about it, is if I take a look at what you do, you talk about what is within and what is out on the out. And it's fascinating. I had a really interesting experience by a reference that somebody made to who I was in the world. And the minute that they made that reference, I kind of cringed and was like, oh, no, that's not me. That can't be me. You can't see me like that, right? And that is the clue for me that I need to do some work around it right there. Because if I do believe in spirit, as you do, and I believe in soul, and I believe in whispering, then what blocks us from, lack of a better term, hearing the voice? And sometimes we can't see ourselves. Isn't that why you help so many people? It's not that people aren't enough or they don't know what they're doing. It's just that I see you better than I see me. And sometimes in order for me to get the direction that I need to get, we have to call other folks in. Isn't that also a part of what we're talking about today?
Absolutely. I call it blind spots. We all have blind spots or something that we don't want to see or we've closed off, and we need that outside perspective, that objective to have somebody that's not attached to your life or to anything, you know, your history, and going, oh yeah, this is what's going on. It's easy, right? So one of the things that's coming up, and I don't know why this is coming up, but it keeps percolating. So this is where these young children are coming in, and they're showing their parents or opening their parents or the people around them to something that they can't see or they've shut off. Okay. So these young kids are coming in, and that's where a lot of where I'm called in. So the parents now are trusting or believing these young children and saying, yep, Johnny is seeing a spirit in the house. I don't see it, but he's seen it. So now he's opening the parents to this reality of, yeah, spirits exist. They get stuck. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was amazing. So I've worked with a lot of people over the years that closed off their connection with spirit because they saw spirits in their house when they were younger.
Yeah.
Had no support, didn't know what to do with them, got afraid of them, and just shut the door. Right. A couple of years ago, I'm visiting this one place, and it's a family place, and it's a village. So this one, I'm right there when this young boy, 6 years old, is ready to go in this building. And I'm hearing him say to his dad, Dad, I can't go in there. There's somebody in there. And his dad, and I was so happy to hear this. Mm. And his dad says, that's okay, son. We don't have to go in there.
Ah.
The parents are starting to listen to the children now.
Yep.
And it's verifying, it's validating their experience, and they're not being shut down.
Wow. Isn't that, look, what a great show. I'm glad we have come full circle. But see, I love that you shared that, because I can't tell you, I come from a family of people that my mom in particular, when she would say things, they medicated her. Annette, I can't thank you enough. Thank you for everything today. Please tell people, how do we get the book, but how do they work with you? Because this is now, this post-COVID thing, everything from effects on bank accounts to everything. And people just don't know. They've got to do some clearing. How do people work with you? Let's start there.
Hey, my website, AnnetteRugolo.com, R-U-G-O-L-O. Just visit it, check it out. Lots of information. Download the free Tubes of Light meditation. Start with that. Check out my sessions. Check out my consultations, how I work with the environment. There's a link for a free 20-minute consultation if you have questions. Would love to connect and work with you.
I love it.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
One last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us all with?
There is so much more out there available to us than we can possibly know. For every problem that exists in your own life, in the life of this planet, there are solutions. And we need to stay open to the solutions.
I love it. Annette, everybody, Annette Rugolo, and please, there are many things that you'll find on our website. She'll be able to help you. I love it. For those of you, we're not done yet. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, guess who's in the house? One of our longest running hosts, close to maybe like 15 years, Mary Jane Mack. Why? Because she too is on a life path. Annette will help you carve at the pathway so that you can move ahead. Please don't stay stuck. We'll see you in a minute, everybody. Thank you, Annette.